This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, and welcome to Beauties of Islam. I'm Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes in this episode, I'd really like to address one of the beauties of Islam, which is talking about the way to get to Allah, the way to get to God Almighty. Many times when we're talking about this subject, I hear people give so many of opinions that everybody has. And there are a lot of opinions when people talk about how to get to God. Some, as we've discussed in other programs, believe in their lucky rabbit's foot. They believe in a horseshoe that can bring them good luck. Or they believe in their lucky stars. They believe in some statue, an idol, or an image that they can pray to and get their prayers taken up to God through this thing that's making intercession for them. Or they believe in a man or a woman or something they can pray to. Perhaps somebody in the grave, somebody that's dead, they can go and ask from them. Is this really the way to get to God? In another one of our programs, we talked about that there's a way that God has prescribed, and He's saying, basically, He's not going to accept anything but the way He prescribed. This is well known throughout the Quran, but I'll give you a couple of references. Chapter 3, verse 19. Chapter 3, verse 85. Chapter 5, verse 3. And on. We find over and over this word is called deen. Deen, deen. And listen to this. Even God is saying that the people who disbelieve still have a deen. They have a way. Their deen is not going to go to Allah, but they still have one. Even an atheist has a deen, because a deen is not a religion. A deen means your way, what you do. And so when some people, they came to Muhammad, peace be upon him, and look what they said. Hey, we'll worship what you worship if you'll worship what we worship. Let's make a compromise. How about this idea? Think about it. One year, you guys, meaning the Muslims, you guys worship what we worship, and then the next year we'll worship what you worship. What do you think about this idea? Before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, can even open his mouth and say something on his own, here comes revelation from Almighty God, telling him what to say in the Arabic language. Kul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la abudu ma tabadun, wa la antum abiduna ma abud, wa la ana abiduna ma abattum, wa la antum abiduna ma abud, lakum deenakum, waliya deen. Did you hear the word deen in there, by the way? Okay. Translation, more or less to the meaning. God Almighty, Allah, is telling Prophet Muhammad what to say. Kul means say. It's the imperative. Kul, say. Oh, you who have disbelieved. I don't worship what you worship. You don't worship what I worship. I'm not going to worship what you worship. And you're not going to worship what I worship. Not that way. So to you, your deen. See? To me, my deen. To you, your deen. In other words, I'll go my way, and you go your way. Lakum deenakum waliya deen. Think about that. So anyway, this helps us to understand why Islam is much more inclusive than some religions that are out there, because they will say that, no, our way or the highway. And that's not exactly it. It's Allah's way or no way. Allah's way or no way. And I'm not saying that some Christians can't go to paradise. In fact, I'm saying the opposite. I'm not saying some Jews can't go. I'm saying the opposite. And I'm certainly not going to say that I'm the judge of anybody else either. Listen to this verse from the Quran and see what you think about that. And I'm going to go to chapter 3, verse 110. This is in the surah or chapter called Al Imran. Kuntun khayra umatin ukhrijat linnasi ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. The first part of this verse is very familiar to most Muslims. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe half the Muslims in the world have memorized it. But the meaning here is you're the best of nations raised up because you call the people to the ultimate good of what Islam is all about. the morals, the teachings, the beliefs, the actions, and you forbid the ultimate evil, which is what takes people away from Islam and all of its great morals and teachings. And you believe in Allah. Look at the next part of the verse, though, and most people didn't memorize this. And I'll give you the English translation, more or less. And if the people of the Bible had believed, it would be better for them. Ahlul Kitab means people of the Bible. And if the people of the Bible had believed, it would be better for them. From them are people who have belief. But most of them are disobedient. I took this to some of the preacher friends that I still have and talked with them about it. And they said, you know, we agree with that. Yes, there are some Jews and Christians who have belief. And it's better for them. And most of them, though, they're disobedient. Those who claim that they believe in God, they claim to believe in the Bible, but yet if you ask them, why don't you follow it? You'd be surprised. They would be, you know, amazed. Why are you telling me about my book? Well, the Quran does not claim that the Bible is not from God. In fact, it says here, the originals, we know the original came from Allah. People tried to play with it. But for sure, we're not trying to put down the Bible. The teachings of the Bible that are preserved in the Quran are part of what we believe. Quran is real clear. It says in Quran that you cannot kill any innocent person. If you do, it's like you killed all of the human beings. If you save an innocent person, it's as though you saved all the human beings. It says in the Quran that you have to give honor and respect to your parents. If you don't, you're in big trouble with the law. You can't even say, when you're trying to take care of them and when they get old and so on. But it also says in the Quran, you can't eat the meat of the pork, the pig. You can't do that. Well, excuse me, but didn't it say the same thing in the Bible? Didn't it say the same thing? Let's find out. I'm going to take a break here, let you digest what I've been talking about. Come back. I want to talk about this subject, the way to Allah, using the Bible, the Quran. Don't go away. Got some exciting stuff coming up. Well, we're back. You're back. Here we are with more of the beauties of Islam. We have a website. They asked me to tell you about this again. Beautiesofislam.com. Beautiesofislam.com. When you go to the website, we've got some samples of the programs, just like you're watching right now. We also have some articles there for you to follow up with and other links to help you better understand the subjects I'm talking about. I want to be sure that you understand that we are not here trying to debate somebody or to cause a conflict, but rather what we're trying to do is clarify what it is the Muslims see as the beauty of Islam and how we can focus on these similarities and comparisons that are in concordance with each other. Because if we can do this, then we can find ways to help our youth grow up together and better build the new world for the future. I really have a lot of confidence in that, and that's why we did these programs. Now I want to come back to what I was talking about. I was saying about the Bible that it has a teaching in there that's just like the Quran. It's in the Old Testament, you find it, saying that you cannot eat the meat of the swine. And it's detailed, talking about the pig, the pork, and the animal himself, his skin, and all the rest of it. It's forbidden. And in Arabic language, that word is haram. And this is exactly what we find in Quran, talking about the pork, the laham khanzir, haram. The meat of the pork, the pig, the hog, forbidden to you. Now, if you understood what I just said, and you believe in the Bible, but you eat pork anyway, what does that mean? That means you're being disobedient. And you said, no, that's the Old Testament, I follow the New Testament. I don't think you're following it real close, because if you read in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, 18, 19, it's clear there that whoever breaks the least commandment and teaches that is going to be the least in the kingdom. Why? Because it also says in those same verses that not a single dot of the law, the Torah, is going to be in any wise lessened. And whoever even breaks one of those laws and teaches it, he's going to hell. So how could you say, well, I believe only in the New Testament, when the New Testament is telling you to believe in the Old Testament? And if you said, yeah, but I found something in the New Testament that said that Paul said that the law is dead to me, I'm dead to the law. If it weren't for the law, I wouldn't be a sinner. Therefore, I cancel the law. So, basically, you're saying that. And you say, well, no, it doesn't mean that, it doesn't mean this. Okay, whatever you're going to come up with, either way you go, either you're canceling the law or you're not. If you're canceling it, based on what? When you have a statement that says you have to keep it. Now, there's also something illogical, too. If you're saying that the Old Testament came from God, but then he came with a New Testament and changed his mind and came with something new, as Muslims, we would quickly reject that kind of thinking. In fact, we have it clear in our book, in the Quran, that the originals were all from Allah. People played with them. Allah sent more. People played with those. Allah sent more. And this continued all the way through all the prophets. When people lost manuscripts, such as during the Babylonian exile, we talked about that. When some of the manuscripts were corrupted, when they were partially destroyed, when people tried to remember them or put them back together. And this was during the time of the Babylonian exile with Ezra. And we found in some of our other programs, too, what actually happened to the Bible. We developed some websites for this, and when you go to our main website for this program, you're going to find links to go and compare for yourself and think. We're not asking you to take my word for anything. And in fact, that would be a new religion if you did that. We don't need that. We're just asking you to think about what's really being said and what the proof is for it. Then you go to the website and compare for yourself. See what you think. The Bible doesn't exist as it once did. That is clear. The Quran still exists today as it always did. But the teachings that are coming from this, when we say God's words to human being, they're still essentially the same thing. Obey God. Follow His commandments. Because this is the only way. And he says about that in the Quran, in Adina, in the Lahil Islam. For sure, the way with Allah is submission to Him in peace. Check it out on our website, beautiesofislam.com. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.